Hey everyone, welcome back to the Blog Talk Radio. Hey everyone, welcome back to Blog Talk Radio Live here with Coaching with Carrie. Sorry, I jumped the gun there. I was excited because we're a few minutes late here just due to a little bit of a technical difficulty. Every once in a while that happens here on Blog Talk Radio, but it's all okay and good because the reality is it's a great platform to provide you, and one of the best platforms to provide you with my live coaching, and it will be recorded, of course, and so many of you listen to the recorded versions anyways because you're busy and you've got things going on at 11 a.m. on Fridays as well. But today I'm going to jump right into it since we did have a little delayed start, and we are going to be talking about, remember, this particular series of Coaching with Carrie is talking about the book shift, how top real estate agents tackle tough times. The reality is, you guys, shifts will happen, market shifts as well as economic shifts, seasonal shifts, and the reality is that you can too. Sometimes you'll shift in response to a failing and falling market, and of course other times you'll shift to take your business to the next level. Both will and can transform your business and your life, and you can change your thinking, your focus, your actions, and ultimately your results to get back in the game at any time, and of course to get ahead of the competition in any market. So the tactics we've been covering are going to jumpstart your business in tough times, but they're also going to power it forward in good times. So no matter the market, you need to learn to shift, and this book is good for you no matter where you are in your business and where the market happens to be. So we are talking today about tactic number 11. Remember, you should be going back and re-listening or listening for the first time to all of these tactics in this coaching series, and they're all there right on my Coaching with Carrie blog talk. You know, everywhere, anything from 20 to 30-minute segments, easy for you to listen to when you're in the car, on the drive, or to start your day off, and to make sure that you are employing every single one of these tactics, because if you do that, you're going to have a better year than you would have had no matter what, and you will be able to not only survive but thrive when a market does shift. When your competitors don't have these foundational pieces in place, when they haven't employed these tactics, you are going to be ahead of the game, and you're going to continue to do business and grow and be successful, and after all, that's what you want to do. So tactic number 11 is called master the market of the moment, right? Short sales, foreclosures, and REOs. The reality is we've all been there in the last few years. There were a lot of these types of sales. We dealt with them. We understood them. Those that shifted with the market and understood these particular segments did better than others because you need to go where the market takes you. The reality is that there's going to be ups and downs. This market and these niches are going to ebb and flow, and there's going to be more REO short sales and foreclosures again. Maybe not to the degree we saw them a few years back, and that's okay, but there are going to be more of them in certain times and certain markets. They'll then dissipate, and the reality is when there are more of them, why shouldn't you be taking advantage of it? This is what you should do to make sure that you continue, again, to grow in any market in terms of your business. So H.T. Leslie had a great quote. I love it. And it says, the game of life is not so much in holding a good hand as playing a poor hand well. And so every market brings its own rhythm and its own rhyme, right? Niches and unique opportunities show up in one market. They disappear in another. That's the reality. While some market factors remain the same no matter the market, other factors will change in every market. And so each shift has its own unique characteristics with possibilities and prospects that are these markets of the moment, I will call them, appear, make sure you take notice. Don't hesitate. There is a definitive advantage that goes to those who move first. The sooner you get involved, the better. And whether you completely dive into these new opportunities or not, they are still worth studying and mastering. And so lenders want people to borrow money, right? And so that's what they, of course, do when people purchase a home many times. Responsible lending is good business, and we've really gotten back to that, I think, so that doesn't need to be a big part of this conversation. But of course, we did go through a time when irresponsible lending was bad business and there was a little bit of a backlash because of it. So the reality is that sometimes we experience a lot in different markets, like we had experienced a lot of the second, which was the irresponsible lending, and it can create opportunities. And some people will get in over their heads no matter what is going on, no matter what kind of market, and of course, no matter what the lenders are doing. So done within reason, prudent borrowing is a smart thing to do in general, but borrowing ahead of one's income can create serious problems. And of course, as we all know, sometimes people do that. It's harder to do it in today's lending practices, but it's still possible. And of course, there are things that just happen, right? So when a market drops, it brings some people down and can even turn a few people upside down. And we saw that, as I've mentioned before, and we'll see it again, maybe not to the degree, but it will happen. A number of people get in a financial bind and then they're unable to weather the trying times. And in those situations, the individual in trouble will certainly need to know what they need to do for help, and they'll need you as a professional now more than ever. They may be so unaware of the current market conditions, however, as it relates to their own circumstances, that they don't realize how much they need your expertise. And so you're uniquely positioned in a downward shift, and lender work out their problems together or separately. So these sellers and lenders will need you at all stages during the troubled time, before foreclosure, during foreclosure, or even after foreclosure. You can help both seller and lender. And from selling a house that's become a burden to helping plot a path back to creditworthiness to basically minimizing financial losses, you can provide a variety of services and support that can change lives for individuals, for families, and even for some of those lending institutions. And so tough times for one person usually turn into tough times for many people. A shift can turn the life of a real estate professional on its head for sure. We saw that in the past. And previous customers as well as current vendor partners are probably experiencing some of the same challenges as well. Of course, many homeowners will owe more than they can get on a house that they no longer can afford. And, you know, they may face looming foreclosure or have to go down the path of short sale. And at the same time, many institutions will have foreclosed on homes they can't afford to own and will themselves be facing a fiscal crisis. And we, again, saw that in the past. And because both of these sellers, individual and institutional, must sell, home prices can become attractive enough to draw serious interest from bargain hunters and investors. And three distinct markets show up during a shift, right? Number one is short sales, and that's, of course, individuals or families trying to avoid foreclosure. Number two is foreclosures. Bargain hunters and investors will seek to buy this value. And REOs are the financial institutions with basically an above-average number of foreclosures to sell that they need to, you know, get on the market and unload. In the midst of your own shift-induced financial challenges, these trying times present you with new opportunities to offer much-needed assistance and to earn much-needed income in the form of short sales, foreclosures, and REOs. And these now become the market of the moment, right? While there are always a small percentage of homes that go into these during a shift, distressed properties can flood the market and begin to impact the marketplace. And that's why we call this the market of the moment, right? These homes tend to hit the market abruptly, and they can grow so numerous as to dominate the overall market, driving down prices even further and thereby creating a second wave of defaults and foreclosures. And this downward cycle of foreclosures and falling prices can eventually feed on itself, building momentum until bargain hunters and investors are attracted basically back into the market. And this shift presents you with both challenges as well as opportunities. And I'm talking about this like as if we've never been there before, right? We all remember it, although many of us don't have that great of memory. Kind of we remember it, but we kind of try to forget it because we're moving on to a new market. We don't want to dwell on kind of those markets, that market of the moment that we had in the past. But the reality is, it is going to occur again. Again, probably not to that degree, but we just always, if you didn't catch the wave, you guys, the last time, and you didn't do a lot of short sales, foreclosures, or have REO opportunity, then you should rethink it, and you need to position yourself and be in a different mindset to take advantage of that the next time that this comes around. Even if it's not to the same degree, it is going to be how you can be the expert to everybody you know, how you can continue to grow your business and financially take care of your family and your business and, you know, of course, help those people in distress situations, which is extremely rewarding as well. Those people need your expertise and you need to be, you know, able to help them. But to be able to help them, you need to be able to have business and help yourself and be in business, right? So it's just important for you to understand that these markets of the moment are really important and you need to be aware and ready for them when it changes, the market changes, and when these things come into play. So basically, just really quickly, you know, the stage one basically of this cycle is the default, right? One of the great strategies of a shift is that when homeowners get behind on their mortgage payments, they're often upside down on the house and they can simply just can't sell it for the amount of money they still owe. And that leaves them with a few options and in great need of assistance, like I said. So they're likely going to need a professional real estate agent like yourself to help them sell their home quickly, right? Negotiate a short sale on their behalf, get the lender to renegotiate the terms of the loan, et cetera. And, of course, negotiating a short sale, which many of you have done in the past, and it's not the most simple process. However, the skilled professional can do it very, very, efficiently and can really help a lot of people in the meantime. It's one of the greatest services that you truly can provide to a struggling seller. I truly believe that. I did many of them in the past, and I do believe that. And for many agents, it becomes a personal mission, as it was mine, to save as many people from foreclosure as possible. So notices of default are made public soon after a homeowner gets behind on the mortgage payments, right? And so how long a lender will allow the owner to not make payments or make only partial payments really just varies. And in general, the deeper you are in a downshifted market, the longer the default period. And local governments post public notices in the newspapers, in the courthouse, and online, things like that. There are even companies that are dedicated to assembling this information and reselling it, which many of you have maybe even looked into. Some homeowners attempt to sell their homes themselves to save money in commissions, but that's tough in a shifted market. So, you know, a for sale by owner in a shifted market can sometimes mean a cry for help, and you should reach out to them. You'll also uncover them in your listing presentations when you ask the critical seller pre-qualification question, right, which is like, are you current on your mortgage payments and figuring out how much they owe based on what their home is worth? And so the reality is that owners in default can quickly find themselves confronted with a dizzying assault of offers to help them, right? Some are legitimate offers from ethical investors, but there are also illegitimate offers made by those who are more predatory in their motivation. The worst, you know, stories involve, you know, where the owner unintentionally deeds the property over for next to nothing, and it's not good when that happens. And of course, that just does happen in a shifting market. The good news, though, is that in a shifted market, most lenders are much more willing to discuss potential workouts. So lenders might forgive late payments or roll them into the existing mortgage. They might even negotiate short sales, of course, like we saw. And lenders are facing, or when they do face, a tsunami of foreclosures, which can be quite costly. They become more motivated, which we all saw. So, you know, the one warning to you as the realtor is to make sure that your seller is for real, right? There's a lot of agents that would spend significant time and effort trying to help someone who simply just doesn't care enough to help themselves. And the seller must be honest with you. And if they have other assets they could sell to cover the difference and the short sale is no longer an option, they need to tell you that. Require a credit report and make sure that you really have honest conversations and direct conversations. Being thorough on the front end will really save you and everyone time throughout the process, and by making efficient use of your time, you'll also be able to assist more clients. In the end of the day, you won't be putting time and money into somebody that isn't going to ultimately sell their home anyway. And so once you've qualified and you have a cooperative homeowner working the problems out, it's pretty straightforward. You know, you contact the lender. It can be sometimes a struggle just to figure out who to actually, you know, talk to, who holds the note. So be patient, be persistent, and most of the time you'll begin with the company before you look to work your way to the actual lender. And that will require a letter of authorization for you to negotiate on, you know, behalf of your sellers. So make sure that you have one of those ready. Ask your broker if you don't, or an attorney who can draft one for you. And in that authorization letter, you should definitely, you know, it has to state that you are able to negotiate on behalf of the homeowner. You also need to probably, you know, reference the loan number and the owner's actual account number. Of course, the date and the property address, the owner's full name and signatures, and, you know, owner's contact information and all of those types of things is going to be really important. Of course, your contact information, your name, and then just check and double check for accuracy, because with high volume of short sales, lenders will prioritize applications that are neat, and they'll pretty much just not even look at yours and not even sometimes tell you they're not looking at it if it isn't. And so you basically are going to go through that process of getting identifying the right person, getting that authorization letter over, and then you need to get the documentation in place. And if you have the shift book, you look on pages 231, 232, 233, there's a lot of information here on what you need to include. So start creating this information. Have your assistant work on this. Start creating a checklist. Be prepared for if, in fact, the market does shift a little bit and there's some more of these, you know, short sales that come about. You start talking to people who are having problems. You have these things already in your toolbox. I'm not going to go through all of them on this call, but there, and I can get you a copy of this book, or I can actually get you these pages if you want. I can email them to you or text them to you. You know how to reach out to me, of course. And I'll remind you at the end of the session, but go ahead and look at these things and be prepared. You can never be prepared, I believe, you know, obviously too prepared or prepared too far in advance. And so, scouts on short sales, a quick overview of that. Remember, the seller typically must be 60 days behind on payments to even qualify. So you need to be sure your seller's for real, make sure they are at least 60 days behind, which isn't fun to have to tell them, and you're not, of course, telling them to do it. You're just giving them the guidelines of what the reality is. You need to, you know, again, a credit report, search any other properties titled that might be titled in their name, you know, of course, in contacting the lender and submitting that letter of authorization and documenting the hardship is going to be really important, really detailed. You need to be very detailed there. Negotiating a workout isn't going to be the next thing that you're going to do. And then, of course, you know, you need to follow the lender's workout systems. You need to be persistent, patient, and even-tempered. You need to be available and respond quickly to any communication. It's not going to be your easiest transaction. And you do need to know that. In the same token, you need to be professional and do what you can to help your client. That's the bottom line. And so, of course, the stage two is foreclosure. And once the home goes into foreclosure, your opportunities now shift, right? Some agents work with investors and home buyers who want to purchase homes at auctions. Others may continue to work with the former seller as the buyer. of course. And then, of course, there's the opportunity to work with the actual banks as well, and that's REO, which we'll talk about in a minute. But basically, you know, rule of thumb is understand that foreclosure auctions are fraught with risk, of course. You need to be careful if you take people to those. All properties are always sold as is, and you must pay with cash or good as cash funds. You may not have the opportunity to inspect the home before purchase, and these foreclosed properties could have significant damage or even carry secondary liens. So that's somewhat risky if you don't know what you're doing there. Of course, seasoned investors with available cash are pros at working on these auctions, and so they've become very competitive. And just because it's an auction doesn't mean every property is a deal. And that's the other thing that you have to know. If you've ever purchased something at an auction, then you understand how easy it is to get caught up in the action and overpay. So study the pre-auction list. Do as much due diligence as possible and visit the properties to determine the maximum price you or your buyer should or would be willing to pay. And then don't go over that limit and value you can bring to those seasoned investors. In good times, foreclosure properties can be synonymous with a substandard abandoned property, right? But not always. And after a shift, the less than idle property dynamic changes radically. Because of the dramatic increased volume, foreclosures can begin to reflect the market in general, with good and even great value properties showing up in many price ranges. And when that happens, more and more non-investors will start asking about foreclosures, which is shorthand for good deals, right? And we saw that happen in the past, and that certainly could happen again. So agents who specialize in these properties assemble their own terms of foreclosure specialists. And, you know, these teams include vendor partners to help with tax, title, and mortgage issues, contractors to help with repairs, property managers to handle the houses for long term. And so with a support team in place, you as an agent can promote foreclosure best investment lists, right? You can promote these properties. You can make this a niche in your market. So whether you're actually helping buyers purchase homes in foreclosure or post-foreclosure REOs, you'll need to invest time and energy into understanding the unique challenges, right? And above all else, you'll need to be precise when determining the property of a value, what it's worth and what it will take to rehab it and what it will sell for. It's very similar to doing buy and sell investing, really, right? And lastly, stage three is REO. REOs get their name from a line item in a lender's balance sheet, if you didn't know that, real estate owned. So interestingly, it's listed as a liability rather than an asset. And this makes perfect sense. Lenders are in the business of loaning, not owning. So mortgages, not real property, are the assets they want to hold. With a house unsold at auction now marring their balance sheets, right, costing them money to manage and maintain, lenders have sound financial reasons to basically liquidate these liabilities and move on as quickly as possible. And if this happens often, banks become the dominant listing force in a particular neighborhood or even an entire city, of course, across the country when we kind of went through our major shift a few years back. And this does present you with two substantial opportunities: to serve as an REO seller representative or become an REO buyer representative. And these roles are no different from real estate sales in general, except the seller is a financial institution. And it's a similar in scope to the procedures for selling absentee owner vacant properties, right, or vacation properties, or handling builder or developer listings. And so first, you can work with a lender serving as their REO seller rep to list and sell their properties, and this can be volume listing enterprise. However, you'll have to be careful because you need to understand these sellers are looking for two key services from their listing agents: ongoing property preservation and immediate property sales. So it can be more expensive and a lot more maintenance, of course. And so the other piece of it is being the REO buyer representative, buyer agents who market their services to REO seller representatives and handle the buyer leads from those properties. Or, of course, as a mega agent or a realtor, you could build a team to do both of those within the team. And that could be very beneficial for a variety of reasons, obviously. So the moment of truth, here we go. A market shift can be a moment of truth for your career. You will be faced with a decision to go after homes in default, foreclosure, REOs, or not, right? All three areas can be as challenging as they are rewarding, and focusing on the market of the moment shouldn't be a spur-of-the-moment decision. It has been said that the luck is when preparation is, right? I agree with that sentiment because fortunate usually favors the prepared, and this becomes obvious when some agents decide to take on a specialized area of real estate. For instance, I've seen residential agents become enamored with the potential commissions of huge commercial transactions, and although they acknowledge it's a complex transaction, all they're seeing is the big commission, and after weeks or months of work, it falls apart, they make a mistake, they lose their place in the deal, they're usually devastated. Don't have a lot of empathy for them, right? Because not a little empathy, of course, but not so much sympathy, because they made the mistake of thinking they could play in a game they hadn't been trained for. And they essentially made light of the demands of the business. And at the professional level, almost no one can play for pay without putting in the time, the study, and the work it takes to master the game, especially the complex business games that have guidelines, rules, and very experienced players. You guys, short sales, foreclosures, and REOs are this kind of a game. They are successfully played by experienced real estate professionals, and lending institutions can tell if an agent understands renegotiating a loan, negotiating a short sale, or taking an REO listing, and they won't give you much time if they truly don't think that you know what you're doing. And so agents who naively believe these transactions are easily profitable and require a minimum of preparation find themselves waiting on hold or embarrassed by their inability to answer questions they're asked by their colleagues. And just as we seek people who are able, ready, and willing to do business, so do short sale sellers and so do REO lenders. That trio of qualifying words falls on any real estate agent who desires to participate in this market of the moment, you guys. Don't just be ready because you see the opportunity, and don't just be willing to take the risk, think you have nothing to lose. Seek the business because you've studied it, you've learned it, and you can successfully do the work. Seek the business, you guys, because you're able to. So before you put too much time and effort towards, you know, pursuing these opportunities, before you take time and effort away from lead generation and conversion of traditional real estate sales, be sure that you know what you're doing. Take the courses, read the books, talk to those who've been experts in that area for some time. And once you have the knowledge and know the realities of the short sale, the foreclosure, and the REO business, opportunities will abound, trust me. By being prepared, luck will now be on your side. So here is the reality. On your mark, get able, get ready, get willing, and go. Go get the market of the moment, you guys. And there's always a market of the moment. Today, the market of the moment is new construction because inventory is low and builders are building a lot of properties and the people who are connected with those individuals are doing great things. People who have land, of course, are also in a market of the moment. And in a few years, this might be the market of the moment. But it doesn't matter what the market of the moment is. The reality is you guys need to get out there and figure out what's coming. Know your market. See what's coming in the future and get prepared to be able to take advantage of any market of the moment, because that's how you will truly be the expert in real estate. That's how you will continue to grow your business, how you will be able to continue to help other people. So next week, you guys, right here on Coaching with Carrie on Blog Talk Radio Live at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time again, we're going to go over tactic number 12, bulletproof the transaction. This is going to be a great topic, you guys. The issues and the solutions that you can for those issues. These, by the way, are good in any market, and I think they're a great refresher. So I hope you'll join me back here live at 11 o'clock next Friday for tactic number 12, or, of course, anytime it's good for you, just go to Blog Talk Radio Coaching with Carrie, and you can listen to any of the recorded versions. Just a reminder, you guys, carriehkw.com is my email. Find me on Twitter at carriehkw. Of course, search for Coaching with Carrie on Facebook and be sure to reach out to me in any way, shape, or form in those areas. I'd be happy to get you a copy of this book or any other book if you're listening to my sessions that have been recorded and, of course, to answer any questions you might have. Thanks so much, you guys. Have a wonderful weekend. It's going to be beautiful here in Minnesota. I hope you can take advantage of it, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye-bye.